Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. This is the Big Scary News for episode 261. And we're starting off with some hiring news from the Factory of Terror in Canton, Ohio. The Factory of Terror is now hiring for the upcoming Halloween season. We're hiring for the following positions. Actors, you must be 16 years or older. Parking lot attendants, you must be 18. Box office, you also must be 18. Makeup artists, again, you must be 18 or older. Come to our hiring event on Saturday, August 5th from 2 to 7 p.m. We'd prefer that all prospective new hires attend this event. Alternative dates are listed on our website. An in-person interview and audition is required prior to hiring. For more information and to fill out an application, visit fotohio.com/jobs. We have some more hiring news, this time from Feartown Haunted House in Seekonk, Massachusetts. Are you looking for a fun, part-time work experience this fall? Look no further. We're looking to hire dedicated, reliable haunted house staff with or without experience. Training is offered for all positions. Positions available include actor and actresses, operations and event staff, makeup artists, parking staff, and more. Apply and schedule an interview now at fear-town.com/hiring. Even more hiring news, this time from Bloodview Haunted House in Broadview Heights, Ohio. We're looking for a few good monsters. We need volunteers ages 14 and up. Actors, makeup artists, set builders, support crew, prop makers, and more. Earn volunteer service hours for school or learn skills that can lead to a career. Join us for the 2023 season at Bloodview. Presented by the Broadview Heights Lions Club, Cuyahoga County's only charity haunted house that's raised over $5 million. Email us for more information at bloodviewvolunteer@yahoo.com or visit the website bloodview.org. We have an update from Spookala coming to Tampa, Florida. We have a guest announcement. It's Matthew Lillard. You flooded our comments asking for him, and we've made it happen. Bring to you Stu from Scream, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, Steve-O from SLC Punk, the legend himself, Matthew Lillard. Matthew Lynn Lillard is an actor best known for his work as Chip Sutphin in Serial Mom, Emmanuel Serial Killer Goldstein in Hackers, Stu Macher in Scream, Steve-O in SLC Punk, Brock Hudson She's All That, Dennis Rafkin in 13 Ghosts, and Jerry Conlane in Without a Paddle. And of course he played Shaggy Rogers in Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed. And in animation, he's been the voice of Shaggy since Casey Kasem retired from the role in 2009. Matthew will only be in attendance Friday and Saturday, and Saturday will be the only day he's doing photo ops. Group photo ops will be up at a later time. Get your tickets and more information today at spookgala.com. We have even more hiring news, this time from Mad World Haunted Attraction in Piedmont, South Carolina. We have positions available now for the upcoming season. We're hiring actors, makeup, special effects artists, costuming team, parking unit, customer service, and general staff. We have an incredibly fun atmosphere, you can make lifelong friendships, and we have flexible scheduling. We're team-oriented. Apply today at madworldattractions.com. Staying in South Carolina, we have this from the Fear Farm in Blacksburg, South Carolina. Want to do something different this fall? We're open for 13 nights of terror and hiring all positions. Apply online at scfearfarm.com and click on Want to be a Monster at the top of the page. Fill out the form and we will be in touch when we have our first Fright Team meeting. We can't wait to see you on the farm. Still more news from South Carolina as we have this from Southern Screams in North Charleston. Southern Screams is looking for talented, high-energy, and driven individuals who possess a positive attitude and enjoy having a great time with others while scaring the crap out of people, sometimes literally. Because Southern Screams is such a large production, we have many type of roles available, including, but not limited, to the following. Acting, wardrobe and makeup, sales and ticketing, customer service, and more. You must be reliable and punctual, have access to transportation to and from the attraction, be able to work evenings and weekends, and you must be age 16 or older. If you love Halloween and love having fun, and if you meet the above requirements and feel that working at Southern Screams is as good as it sounds, trust us it is, then please submit an application for our open positions. Once your information is successfully submitted, you will receive communication within 2 to 3 business days. Get more information and fill out an application at southernscreams.com/jobs. We have some news from Funko Games. This comes to us via iHorror.com. You heard that right. Funko Games has announced a new horror tabletop game called the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Slaughter that will be released this fall. It'll have a limited release at Gen Con and have a wide release on September 1st. It's being released to celebrate the franchise's 50th anniversary. This game is a one-person versus all and will follow both the Traveler and Sawyer family. One player can control the Sawyer family while the other players control the Travelers or next victims. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre Slaughter game includes custom sculpted figures, dice, 140 cards in highly detailed visceral art style, and more. It has its own unique achievement system that allows you to unlock special cards which can carry over from one game to the next. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre Slaughter is for 2 to 5 players, has a retail price of $29.99, and you can pre-order your game on Amazon. We have this news from the Haunted Hurrah in Marion, Ohio. The Haunted Hurrah, located in Marion, is actively seeking talented individuals. Whether you're new or experienced, to join our team of haunt actors and makeup crew for the highly anticipated fall season. Embrace the thrill as you transform into a soldier, patient, or experiment, and get ready to be compensated for bringing spine-chilling scares to our guests every Friday and Saturday night. It's an opportunity you don't want to miss. You must be over 16. Visit our website, hauntedhurrah.com/employment, to apply. We have this news on a paranormal investigation going on at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. Have you ever wanted to do a paranormal investigation at the Ohio Reformatory? Well, here's your chance. Tickets are now available to the public for the second Cleveland Haunt Club's Mansfield Reformatory Ghost Tour, happening Friday, August 11th from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. This will include a 2-hour guided tour followed by 2 hours of investigation throughout the prison. The cost is $60 a person with a 50-person capacity. Get more information at the Ohio Haunter Association's Facebook page, facebook.com/groups/OHHaunts. We have this from Dark Knight Halloween World in Farmingville, New York. Sign up to scare at Dark Knight's Halloween World Scream Park, Long Island's number one Halloween event, rated number 15 in the U.S. by BuzzFeed. Long Island's largest Halloween event ever is now hiring. Scare actors will be required to perform weekend nights and select weekday nights in October at the Amp at Bald Hill. Get more information at facebook.com/Dark Night Halloween World. We have this from Terror in the Corn Haunted Attraction in Erie, Colorado. We're now hiring actors, support staff, makeup artists, and security for our upcoming season. Join the Fright Squad staff and become part of the nationally recognized haunted attraction Terror in the Corn. Get more information at terrorinthecorn.com/employment. We have this hiring news from Scream Hollow Haunted Attraction in Smithville, Texas. Are you ready to bring nightmares to life? Join the Scream Hollow team as a scare actor and unleash your inner terror. We're looking for passionate and dedicated individuals to join our haunted family. If you have a flair for fear and a talented for giving people spine-chilling thrills, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. To apply, simply send an email to recruiting@screamhollow.com with your name, contact information, and a brief description of why you were born to haunt. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the most wickedly terrifying experience in town. Visit screamhollow.com/jobs. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Los Angeles. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of the Grim Life Collective to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Los Angeles, happening August 25th through the 27th at the Hilton Los Angeles Airport. If you haven't caught this awesome horror travel show duo, Michael and Jessica Collins, be sure to give them a follow over on YouTube as they travel the country visiting real-life horror locations, true crime spots, filming locations, famous graves, weird roadside attractions, and more. Check out their YouTube channel at youtube.com/C/Grim Life Collective and get tickets for Days of the Dead at daysofthedead.com. We have an update to Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. For the first time ever, a full theatrical production is coming to Midsummer Scream as Exorcistic. The original musical parody of The Exorcist is performed on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th. Currently running at the Three Clubs in Hollywood, Exorcistic celebrates the 50th anniversary of The Exorcist with an original rock musical that will make your head spin and your bed shake. Midsummer Scream is honored to bring Orgasmico Theater Company's production to the stage. This original musical thrashes along with horror, hilarity, and the most powerhouse rock tunes you'll see in a theater this year. The cast is packed with some of the hottest talents in LA who will bring the story of a movie star whose daughter becomes possessed and the priests who try to save her to roaring life with iconic imagery and an explosive live band. We have a little content warning though. Exorcistic is intended for adult audiences only. This is more R-rated than the movie it is inspired by. 2 hours with intermission, admission included with Friday, Saturday, or a weekend pass to Midsummer Scream. Midsummer Scream's happening July 28th through the 30th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get more information at midsummerscream.org. And finally, we have this, I guess it's not too early, from Krampusnacht Bremerton coming to Bremerton, Washington. It's never too early to start planning, and Krampusnacht Bremerton 2023 needs volunteers. Registration is now open for non-costume performers to join Krampus Bremerton's elves and assist with Krampusnacht, happening December 1st. Get more information and go volunteer at KrampusBremerton.com/volunteer-registration. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism?
If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we make it through the dog days of summer and hopefully fall will be coming sooner rather than later, we have to start building ourselves up, having to start getting ourselves in the mood, start thinking about all the creepy and spooky and wonderful things that make the Halloween season what it is. And if you happen to be anywhere in Eastern Tennessee, Kentucky, the Carolinas, Georgia, or anywhere else, and can get to Knoxville, Tennessee in just over a month, it will be the 6th annual CreepyCon. If you've been listening to the show for the last few years, you know we always go to this show in late August. It's a great kind of springboard into the Halloween season because haunted houses begin opening up just a couple of weeks after this show. It's a fun one. We enjoy it. It's great fun. It's great excitement. Lots of cool vendors and all sorts of things right there in the heart of Knoxville, Tennessee. And they've actually moved to a new location this year, so we thought we'd better get all the latest up-to-the-minute news and information with organizer Jennifer Johnsey of CreepyCon. Jennifer, how are you?
Doing fine. It's 5 weeks away. Yeah, it's almost here.
It's almost here. Good Lord, you know, I'm sure you're putting out a lot of fires and rushing around like a chicken with its head cut off trying to get everything settled in. But let's talk last year real quick. Last year was a fun show. We had a great time there, interviewed a lot of cool vendors and haunted attractions that were there. But I'll tell you, you were literally bursting at the seams at the old location. So it sounds like you have rectified that situation for this year.
Yes, we are moving to the Knoxville Convention Center in downtown Knoxville, and we will have over 70,000 square feet, and it is packed full of entertainment and attractions and interactive activities and shows and vendors and more stuff than you can possibly do in 3 days.
But I'm sure there will be a lot of people who will hopefully give that a shot. Literally, you know, one of the coolest things to do at any convention is just walk the aisles and see all the really cool stuff you've got. Who's coming back? Who's new this year?
I will tell you, we have 200 vendors this year, which is amazing. And the variety of things that are coming is just incredible. You can plan your entire Halloween costume at CreepyCon and be unique and original. And also haunted houses. There's a lot of prop makers and things coming too, which is really, really great. So anything you need for Halloween and horror and fall, you'll find for sure at CreepyCon. What's new, we've got a couple of new. We'll tell you about the guests first. I'm really excited. We have a couple of celebrity guests coming. Johnny Bruff from What We Do in Shadows. He played Deacon, and he's coming all the way from New Zealand.
Wow!
And so we're really excited about him. Herb Duncanson, he played the Hammer in 13 Ghosts. He's also in iZombie, Stargate SG-1, The Flash. But mostly we're bringing him in for his role in 13 Ghosts, which we are all a huge fan of that movie. So Herb Duncanson will be coming in from Canada for that. The Foreman Brothers, Living Dead Paranormal, they have a really great show on YouTube. You may have heard of them. It's the F-O-U-R, Foreman Brothers, not like Shop Foreman. Mm. Yeah, so they're coming. Frank Farrell, director, producer, writer, actor of Spookies and Street Trash. Great lineup. We are also, we've got a lot of great contests, which we're really proud of. At CreepyCon, our zombie beauty pageant is one of the most fun things that we do each year. We have the Scream Queen competition, the costume competition. Oh my gosh, the things that people come up with is absolutely amazing. Very talented people. The Creepy Doll Contest, and a new one this year, it's called Killer Talent. You have never seen a talent show like this. So we're actually taking entries for that now. If you have a creepy talent, we want to see it, and we want to put you on our stage if you make the cut.
are you talking like sideshow act type talents or like contortionist type talents? What kind of talents are you looking for?
Any talent that falls into the Halloween horror macabre genre, that's what we want to see. There's some really talented people out there, and we want to give them a platform. So, the only thing we really can't do is live bands because it's too loud in the convention center. But say if you sing and you got an acoustic guitar and some bongos, if you want to do it that way, that's fine. We just can't do the really loud live drum kits and stuff because it'll make everyone's ears bleed and then no one's happy.
I've been known to eat a huge plate of chicken wings that are dripping with red sauce that could be considered blood. Maybe I should think about that.
You better sign up. I'd love to see it.
One thing that I do know when you were talking about vendors is there's a very special connection to the Big Scary Show with one of your vendors in particular who's making their debut at your show.
Wicked FX, Wendy. We're so excited to have her. She's going to be doing some demonstrations, makeup demos and things on the floor, and attendees also will have an opportunity to have a little makeup done by Wicked FX. She's also going to have a 3D printer in her booth making these amazing things. If you follow her on social media, she just comes up with some really, really cool stuff. I'm anxious to see that.
Oh, yes. Wicked Wendy has been a good friend and member of the show for many, many years, and I'm surprised she's only bringing one 3D printer. She probably owns like six or seven, if that few, and they're just spitting out some amazing props and everything. And I assume that also for the costume ball or zombie, whatever, she might be available for a little makeup here or there.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, I'll have to talk to her about that. And, you know, maybe some of the attendees that want to be in the zombie beauty pageant can have their makeup done by Wendy. So we'll have to hook them up.
There you go. And, kind of going a little off topic here, I'm assuming that the writers and actors strikes are not going to have too much effect on the celebrity guests that are coming in.
No, everyone that we've got is still committed to being there. The strike has not affected them at all. If anything changes, of course, we will make that announcement on social media. But as far as we know, everybody's set to go.
Sounds excellent. Tell us a little more about the contest, the zombie and the Scream Queen and all that stuff. I believe I was a judge for the Scream Queen 1 year, but, you know, tell us how it's going to be different at the convention center.
Well, you know, it just gives us room for an even bigger stage. So our stage is one of the focal points of CreepyCon. We always have an amazing backdrop made by Brainchild Creative. And the facade, the set, is going to be even more amazing this year. So we have more room, which is great. The Zombie Beauty Pageant has been around a long time, and really anybody can be in, men or women. And Gertrude, our host, Gertrude Turnbull, will interview each zombie, and that's always interesting to see the responses. And they compete for cash and prizes. The costume competition, of course. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Do the zombies actually give answers, or do they just go, rah?
It's a mixture of and some of them are really creative.
I can only imagine. But do continue.
Okay, the costume contest, that has really blown my mind over the past few years. You know, our very first year, we had more contestants than I figured we would in the first year, but it has like quadrupled since then. I think we had over 30 looks last year. And it was anything, oh my gosh, from cute and creepy to downright scary. And somebody was the jackal from 13 Ghosts. Best makeup job I think I have ever seen. It was just phenomenal. And so that one's always something to look forward to.
Absolutely. So I also assume that cosplayers are welcome to show up. People are welcome to show up in costume, whether they're planning on attending or being in the contest or not, correct?
Oh, yeah. We encourage it. I mean, if there's anywhere that you can truly be your most creative self, that is at CreepyCon. It's one of the reasons that we created it, you know, years ago, because we, our crew, we've all worked for haunted attractions and we love Halloween. And so we wanted to create an event that was for people that love this as much as we do. And it's really given people a place to come and just be their most creepily creative selves.
But I assume you do want to keep it slightly family friendly. I mean, no like dripping gore all over the floors or anything like that, right?
Well, CreepyCon is not necessarily advertised as a family-friendly show.
Ooh,
our demographic is not children. Children are welcome, absolutely. I bring my kid every year, too. So, I mean, it's okay. We do ask the vendors if there's something that is extra adult in nature to put it, turn it around or put it somewhere that's not on eye level with any children. But we want people come and just be themselves, you know, and not really have to worry about protecting anybody, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I'm actually kind of happy about that, not necessarily having to worry about, you know, too many kids getting scared of people dressed up in various costumes, because I assume there will be a lot more than just Jason's and Freddy's and Michael Myers running around. There is some absolutely scary stuff.
I would say the only thing with like the dripping blood is that the convention center might not appreciate that. So we would probably discourage active dripping.
Yeah, clean up your own mess. So.
Right, exactly. Now, and something we're bringing back this year that was really popular is the flesh hook suspension.
Oh, nice.
Unity Suspension will be performing and will actually be on the main stage, you know, and these are things that are not necessarily child friendly. And so Chris Bell, who is our MC that's been with us for years, always warns parents if they do have young viewers that they may want to leave.
this is not for the faint-hearted, shall we say. I mean, this is not a trick. This is not an illusion. There's actually people being suspended in, shall we say, most interesting ways.
Oh my gosh, yes. I had never seen it with my own eyes until a few years ago, and it is amazing what these people do, and it's an art form, and they're very careful about it. They're licensed and insured, and it's a form of performance and expression, and we support it.
Are the clowns coming back?
You know, it would not be CreepyCon without some clowns. yes, of course, but not, you know, I would say not en masse. So if you're afraid of clowns, don't let that be a deterrent. I think that's probably the one thing I've heard from most people is that they have a fear of clowns over everything else. But there's not so many that there's no place to hide.
Good. I mean, not that I'm scared of them or anything. I'm fine around clowns. Just don't put our table near them. But anyway, I digress. So the only other questions I think we have are, how can we get tickets? I assume those are already on sale, pre-sales. Are there VIP packages? Are there hotel packages since you're moving to a new location? Are there, you know, different tiered pricings for things? Do you have to pay extra to attend, you know, other certain functions? Are there make and take classes or anything like that people might be teaching that may cost extra? Or is everything included in one price?
It's really important to is to offer as much as possible for one ticket price. We don't want to bring you in the door and then it's $5, $50 for that. You know, that's, we want to offer 3 days of just pure creepy bliss and as much fun as you want. That being said, there are a few things that are elective. We have a haunted attraction this year. One of them, I think it's like a $5 ticket price. So if anything does cost extra, it's very little. We have, there's this zombie shooting game. There's another haunted experience. And this is, I don't even know how to describe it. They're going to have to come to really experience this for themselves. It has to do with the senses. It's a sensory thing. That just looks amazing. And that's a Halloween Hollow Haunt. They're coming to do that. There are workshops and panels, but those do not cost anything. So if you want to go and you want to sit and watch a panel or watch a workshop, learn a few things, it's not going to cost you anything to go in there.
Excellent.
Our 1 day pass advance tickets, it does go up like $5 if you wait. Okay. So like a 1 day ticket is $25 up until August 24th. Then it goes up to 30. The 3 day pass is 45 and the kids pass is $5, but that's for 12 and under. Babies are in free, of course. And the VIP, this package gets better every year. It's over a $500 value and it costs $150 in advance. And this year at the Knoxville Convention Center, there's an amazing fit and you can see the whole show floor from a comfy chair, beverages and all kinds of those really fast. So I encourage you to get in there and get your VIP pass if you want it.
Ooh, I do like snacks. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, also we added a Behind the Screams Fright Tour of Frightworks Haunted House. That is an extra ticket this year, but they get to go behind the scenes and see one of our longest running haunted attractions here. There's also some special movie showings. They're going to show at Spookies at Central Cinema. They're going to show What We Do in the Shadows at Central Cinema, and also 13 Ghosts will be out at Historic Cherokee Caverns. There's discounted ghost tours. So there's really a lot going on with this. And they can get those at creepycon.com. That's CREEPYCON.com. You did ask about lodging packages. No, because I'll tell you, and I'll be honest, the hotels are wonderful and they're beautiful in our city of Knoxville and they're plentiful. So there's plenty of price ranges and places to stay, some within walking distance, some maybe just a short drive. But they really were not easy to work with on the discounted packages. So we said, screw you, and didn't do it.
How is the parking at the convention center?
The parking in downtown Knoxville, some people that are local will gripe sometimes, but it's actually gotten better and better over the years. There's plenty of places to park. Saturday is going to be really busy because there's an Asian festival that's at a nearby park, and apparently that is quite a large event. So parking may be a little bit challenging on Saturday, but if you get there early, it will be just fine. There's plenty of free parking. There's also tons of transportation options. You've got Kiskaboo's cars, you've got the trolleys, you've got the bus system. There's so many different ways to get downtown.
Is there parking at the convention center, or do you have to use the local decks and street parking and such?
You have to use the nearby parking. There is not parking at the convention center, but there are a lot within walking distance.
Okay. Fair enough. So for all this, all the vending, all the celebrities, all the classes, the Q&As, the panels, the contests, the costuming, all the fun stuff that makes up CreepyCon, where is the best place to get your tickets, get more information? Maybe if I'm somebody that makes a spooky product, then maybe you might have a table or two available still, or get on a waiting list. How can people get more information?
Well, I will tell you, we are completely sold out on vendor booths and artist tables, but we always accept applications because we do a wait list. You just never know. I mean, life happens, things happen, and we do try to keep everybody in the loop as much as we can if something goes wrong.
Excellent. Jennifer Johnsy is the organizer of CreepyCon. What are those dates in August again?
August 25th, 26th, and 27th at the Knoxville Convention Center in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Which is right where I-40 and I-75 meet and probably a few other major highways. So again, if you're in eastern Tennessee, central Tennessee, the Carolinas, Georgia, Kentucky, anywhere, and you can make it to Knoxville in late August, visit creepycon.com. Get your tickets today. Get your tickets now because chances are they're going to be hard to come by the day of, and the price will be going up if you don't get them now. Jennifer, it's always a pleasure to have you here on Big Scary News.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. We look forward to seeing you there, and we thank you for allowing the Big Scary Show and Big Scary News to come cover this. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.